Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, Listen to Me.
Good morning and welcome to another morning prayer with St. James's Church. Thank you for joining us this morning. I've got Leslie here this morning and Lynn as well. I'm Dave, the curate. And we hope you're well. There's a lot of illness out there and a lot of anxiety and strikes and getting ready for Christmas. There's a lot going on. So a lot to pray about. Let's start. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Reveal among us the light of your presence.
That we may behold your power and glory.
Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of the night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to say Psalm 75 together. Thank you, Leslie and Lynn, for joining me. God alone is judge. We give you thanks, O God, we give you thanks. For your name is near, as your wonderful deeds declare.
I will seize the appointed time. I, the Lord, will judge with equity.
Though the earth reels and all that dwell in her, it is I who hold her pillow steady.
To the boasters I say, boast no longer, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn.
Do not lift up your horn on high, do not speak with a stiff neck.
For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness comes exultation.
But God alone is judge. He puts down one and raises up another.
For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, well mixed and full of foaming wine.
He pours it out for all the wicked of the earth. They shall drink it and drain the dregs.
I will rejoice forever and make music to the God of Jacob.
All the horns of the wicked will I break, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
God alone is judge, judge of all the earth. Restrain the ambition of the proud and establish among us the reign of the Messiah, who drained for us the cup of judgment and is alive with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Of Isaiah 51, 1-8. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him with and made him many. The Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift your eyes to the heavens, and look to the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. Those who live on it will die like gnats, but my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people who have my teaching in your hearts. Do not fear the reproach of others, and do not be dismayed while they revile you. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool, but my deliverance will be forever, and my salvation to all generations. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We now have 2 Thessalonians 1. Thank you, Lynn.
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as it is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. This is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God and is intended to make you worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. For it is indeed just of God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to the afflicted as well as to us. This is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God and is intended to make you worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. For it is indeed just of God to repay with afflictions those who afflict you, and to give relief to the afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, separated from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes to be glorified by his saints and to be marveled at on that day among all who that have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that in the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning we have we have the direction, like we always do. We come to scripture, and no matter where we are, how we're feeling, what we're doing, we're just asking God to speak to us. And God is asking us to look. He's asking us, so firstly in the psalm is we give thanks for everything. And God is reassuring us that he alone is judge. He will come. There'll be a day of justice. And then we have Isaiah. And I love this. It's like, listen to me, look to me. And he keeps repeating that. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look. It's like using all your senses, isn't it? And so often we can just rush into the day and be consumed by all our thoughts, all the things we've got to get doing. But God is pleading with us to listen and to look. And look back. So again and again in scripture, they say, look what I've done before. Have faith and have hope today because of what I've done before. And it's so easy to not do that, isn't it? Just to plow on. And it doesn't take long to look back, to just to pause and think about all the blessings that you've had in your life, all the blessings we've had as a nation, and then all the blessings that we have of saints that are around us. People, you can pick up books to inspire you of people's stories, recent history of revival in Wales, and all sorts of things like that can just stir the imagination again and help us to remember what has been before. And I can't help but think that the NHS was founded by Christians in this country. Much of the values in this country was founded by Christians, and we have nurses going on strike tomorrow for a fairer pay. And and there's a lot of industrial action going on, but the NHS in particular, that, you know, this was an organization set up by Christians following what they thought was a call from God to look after people. And so we need to remember that as we face the consequences of things that are going on today, but what God has done before, he can do again. So listen to me, look to me. And then in 2 Thessalonians, it's another encouraging letter written to the Thessalonian church, because they're in persecution. They're in violent persecution. And he says, you know, you are doing amazingly. Your faith is growing abundantly. A love for every one of you, for one another, is increasing. Even though you're under persecution, your love is increasing. And there we boast among the churches of your faith and steadfastness. And he gives them a word of encouragement about righteous judgment. So it's not for them to take on acts of vengeance themselves, but God will do it in his time. And that when you're in hard times, it's so easy just to get angry and for your love not to be increasing, I think is the easy default position to be in. But if we can stop, if we can look, if we can listen to what God has done before and remind ourselves of the God of love that we follow and what Jesus did for us. And even though he faced great persecution, he died on the cross for us and rose again, turning this whole world upside down. And so just remember what he did for us this morning. Let's live out of that. Let's ask for grace and peace from God that passes all understanding when we see these challenges that lie ahead. So this morning, let's pray for nurses. Let's pray for rail workers and postal workers, all those that don't have a wage worthy of their calling, really. And Lynn, what would you like to say?
Well, I wonder if you'd let me just share. It'll be a familiar poem to many, but it was one that really picks up what you're saying about starting the day in the right way. And I first heard it from a vicar at St. Michael's, Mike Clark. It's called The Difference.
Yeah.
It's so true. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me? I wondered. He answered, "You didn't ask." I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on, grey and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, "But you didn't seek." I tried to come into God's presence. I used all the keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, "My child, you didn't knock." I woke up early this morning and paused before enter the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. And the author of that is Grace Nasons, I think her name is. But it's so true. It's just so true. Start your day with a prayer.
Thank you, Lynn. That was a real
giving
gift.
The day to the Lord. Yes.
Thank you. That's such a good, what a wonderful poem. That totally summarizes it. Thank you. I should have just read that. That's wonderful. Lord, God, I thank you for that poem. I thank you for your scripture as well, for reminding us to start the day with you. And Lord, please forgive us when we don't do that. Forgive me when I'm just rushing around trying to get things done. I don't pause and stop for you. Lord, I pray that our love would increase in times of pressure, in times of anxiety. Lord, would we fall upon you? Lord, would you help us to listen to you? Would you open our eyes to you this morning? Whether we're in a place of comfort or a place of persecution or a place of anxiety and grief.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.